The Hustler's Lounge.
Shout out Hustler's Lounge too, man. Y'all fuck with my boy. He going up. Y'all know it. Fuck with him, we'll get fucked over. Had a past I've been seeing since I knew what it was. The mess, the body, pop a bean, I'm abusing these drugs. I'm not a gangster, a killer, I'm a regular thug. I took a shit here, a bit, and I tell him get it in blood. You not my kind, get on my side, why you over here? I'm beefing with the other side, but I ain't high, cause I be over there. I was in your city, I ain't know me though. He on the ice, real heavy, he been stepping like a polar bear. I just bought a Glizzy with a stain on it. Got some brand new bullet, I put a nigga name on it. Stick with a scope, it got range on it. I feel the beat, switch it up so I can sing on it. Hey. Not what you say, doesn't
you? Yeah, man.
They sit on me while I pee shit, man. I mean, you know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
I'm in the deal with the CEO, Mother Brand Cody. Thank you for real cold and long live my boy Pac-Man Trip here. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Shout out Auntie for this shirt right here, man.
Yeah, man. So, man, like, you say you were born and raised here?
I'm from Auburn.
Yeah, man.
I grew up in the 88, you know, the century.
Yeah.
And, I moved from the 88 when I was younger, though. But, like, just growing up out there, but I seen a lot, did a lot, you know. But, shit, I was, like I said, I was a jit when we stayed out there, so I wasn't too much involved in the streets and shit. Goddamn. After we moved from there, I moved over there on Avalon by Gillespie and shit. That was really, like, I just seen how wicked the street could get type shit. Like,
yeah.
I just seen how life really was. You know, like, you know. But I really ain't just get involved with street till I moved over on the dark side, though. Like, it was just somebody.
Yeah, how was on the dark side compared to the other side we stayed before?
The dark side was just different. It was like, cause once I learned about streets and everything, it was just like, I don't know, it was just something like dark, it was just something like hood.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe. It was like everybody over there family. But at the same time, I seen where everything can get crazy too, though. Like, on the dark side, where I realized death was for real, I had co-homeboys and stuff getting killed, like, different experiences and stuff. Like, then I was young, too.
Yeah.
Cause, like, okay, I had a homeboy. I was in sixth grade. I had a homeboy. He died playing with a gun.
Man.
Like, turn around, I got another homeboy. He got killed in the homicide behind some shit that really ain't, he ain't have shit to do. Then there was a girl. She got killed. She went to our school. We had teachers down and everything. We just felt like the dark side with Kurt. That slick how it got his name. Like,
damn.
Like they built with Jack Curry, like some No Way Out type shit. The music shit really give a nigga hope.
Yeah, so when you jumped into the music, though?
I really just got on this shit. I really wasn't even fitting the music shit. Like, no cap. Like, I had been rapping, though. Like, a nigga been rapping since elementary school. But like, I ain't really just take shit serious. Like, I wasn't really just on this shit. I had stopped for a long time. I was doing other shit. I was trying to play basketball and sports and stuff. And so it was just like, I got so involved with the street, I just fell back from all that. I wasn't even rapping that fur though. Like I say though, I wasn't focused on music until I met Trill. I had already been knowing him though. I met him at the Blackjack. And like, the Blackjack, I used to gamble all the time.
Yeah.
So he used to always tell me, bro, I'm gonna put you in the studio. So I ain't really ever, I wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah.
So eventually he ended up putting me in that bed. And shit, after my first song, I was just like, shit, damn, I fuck with this shit.
You can remember your first song?
My first song, I made a song called Working. That bed, I ain't gonna flip, it's straight. It was straight for then, but now it's just like, I'm on some a whole new way and shit like that. Like, I'm on a whole new level. Like, that song, dog, particular, it like, if I go back and listen to that bit, I'd be like, that be ad.
But like, who you used to listen to, though, when you were coming up?
Like,
before you got grown? Like you would play on your shit, like, ride around some
person,
shit.
I listen to all type of shit, like, all type of shit. My dad, he an old head. He love all that old school shit. So anytime he throws some shit, that's all you gonna hear.
Yeah.
So shit, I listen to a lot of old school shit. I listen to white folks shit. I listen to country shit. I listen to all that shit. I be on everything. But like, shit, if I influence it, I really don't have no influence. The street influenced me to do this shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, shit, it's a lot of rappers I look up to, though. Because they be speaking real shit, but it's a lot of them that allow my respect, too, though. Because, like when you get in, when niggas get in the industry, they start rapping about all the other bullshit. Niggas don't be wanting to hear that shit because I can't relate to that shit no more. I like the better when these niggas were in the street.
But do you feel like once you cross over and get to that point, you feel like that hit everybody?
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like once you get to that point, you still can't change on the people, cause they how you got here.
Yeah.
The people love your shit from coming from the struggle and shit. So it's not the way you get on the bigger platform, you just forgot about this shit.
Yeah.
Now wanna rap about design the drug, mansion, cars and all shit. Nigga ain't got that shit. Nigga ain't rapping about that shit. Damn it.
Yeah, yo, man.
But when I do get it, I'm still at a point where I'm still be fucking with the people. Like, the people don't want to hear all that shit, because niggas in the hood cannot relate to the half of the shit that these folk be talking about. You got to speak realistic shit that these folk can actually relate to. That's the only way the people really going to love you. Folk don't like that cap ass shit like that no more. It get weight in the club and shit. In the hood, though, that shit don't, hell no.
Yeah, yo, man. So let's get into the real, like, man, like, what led up to you getting stabbed, man?
That shit was crazy. All right. So, like, the whole day, we was just on some chitting shit. It was just like a regular day. Like, we had just got done playing football. And shit. I was 13, by the way. Goddamn, we was just playing football and shit. So, shit, we had ended up going to my house playing basketball and shit. So, shit, we got a little, it wasn't really one no argument I had got down. I had the nigga clock on, tell his soda, you know, young nigga, we had a fuck outside. I just asked him, like, bring me top soda. So shit, he was like, nah, whoop. So shit, he went pouring the bitch out by my feet. I'm like, what the fuck? I knocked the bitch out of hand. When I knocked the bitch out of hand, we got into a little altercation, but it wasn't nothing, because bro wasn't really just talking about nothing. So shit, I'm walking in the hawk, I think my dad had called me. Somebody called me inside, though. But when they called me inside, while I was walking up toward the house, the nigga threw the soda I had on the white tee. He had, like, a strawberry soda. It was a Chet soda. I remember that day like it was yesterday. That bitch threw that bitch. That bitch landed on the T-shirt. But the can hit my sister. I just psyched out. At first, we ain't fight. So, shit, I don't know. But he went in the hawk. Boom. While he in the hall, I went in the hall too, shit. Cause like I said, they called me in the hall, so shit. I was in the hall talking for them, and when I came back outside, nah, somebody came and got me. Somebody was like, oh, he out here. So I go out though. He run toward me like, what's up? So shit, niggas start windmilling and shit. We out there been here on tomorrow. We were here for a good 5 to 10 minutes, so shit. I just feel some shit on my head, like Buddy just stopped fighting. He stepped back and he went looking at me weird as fuck. So shit, I just hear my sister scream now, he stabbed me. So I'm like, damn. I'm thinking a whole nother fight now popped out and shit. Like, who else out here? It was deep as fuck out there, bitch. I couldn't believe that I actually got stabbed until I looked down and went feeling, I felt my head, I had an ass of blood on my hands and shit. At first I got down, I really tweaked out at first.
Yeah.
Cause how everybody else reacted. Cause for I was calm, like I said, I didn't know I got stabbed. When I seen everybody else reaction, I couldn't actually see it myself, it was just like, damn, how everybody else reacting, like I'm finna die that bitch type shit. So shit, it was just like, damn, so I'm tweaking, I'm scared. Until I got down, I seen my mama crying. That shit just did something to me, I just turned up instantly. I'm getting niggas out here calm, like I'm just 38 hot, I'm getting everybody in the yard, I got everybody in the yard calm. Goddamn, the ambulance. I remember the ambulance pad by the hawk. Goddamn, we had the goddamn flat. They had down and everything. Goddamn, I got in the back of the ambulance. They just asking me different questions and shit. So they put the IV in my, I jumped like a motherfucker. I don't do needle. The nigga was like, I don't know whether he been funny or not. He was like, now we want hurt work. Getting the IV against stabbed. I like, shit, the IV, cause bitch, I ain't know I got stabbed. I said, just like that. Yeah. Cause like, I felt like the nigga was being funny. But shit, I went in the hospital no longer than that night. I got out of the hospital like 11 o'clock that night. I went to school that day and everything. I was in 7th grade.
Shit,
I remember
man.
That shit like it was yesterday.
That shit crazy, man.
I had to get 3 staples. It was like 4 non-needles. 4 non-needles in my head. They put this shit up there. I had to get 3 staples. I had to go through a little CAT scan and all that shit. I don't fuck with the hospital, though. After that, I wasn't even going back to that bed. I had appointments and everything. I told them, fuck, y'all might as well cancel this shit. I don't fuck with people.
Hell yeah.
Then like a month before that shit, my uncle had died. So it was just like,
damn,
I had like a lot going on at that time. That when I really was in the street though, cuz it was like getting stabbed was just my motivation. It was like, bro, after I got stabbed, I ain't even give a fuck about shit. Like,
yeah.
Then try to kill me, I ain't give a fuck about nobody. Like, I was like, this bitch going hard. I had to slow down, though. I realized that wasn't what it was.
So like that's when you kind of went to the music. Or it just
the music
really
just came, like
it just came.
It was like, okay, at first it was just so much going on, like a nigga wasn't even worried about the music. Like I was skipping school and shit, like all type of shit going hard, cause like nigga really ain't had shit. Like you know how more folk get income tax and shit.
Yeah.
My mom get able, got down, she got MA, and she just beat bread counts in 2017. So shit, she really wanna work for a long period of time. Only thing she get like is a first month check and shit like that.
The Hustlers Lounge.